ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, in this series of the episodes of The Key, the program of The Key, we are trying to answer some of the important questions regarding the religious beliefs, particularly regarding the occultation of the Imam al-Asr arwahuna fida. There are many questions regarding his occultation, and of course, different responses are available for these sort of questions. Here today, I wanted to mention this point that sometimes the people might get a bit, what you can say, shocked that, okay, why Imam is hidden for this long time, and why is Imam hidden? Why is there, for example, major occultation? While if you go back to the history, we see that, of course, this sort of occultation or this sort of ghaiba happened, or, for example, the long life for the other people, particularly for some of the prophets, happened before this Imam in the history. So it's not something strange. It is not something very, for example, unbelievable, for example, or unexpected. That is why if we go back to the previous nations, communities before Islam, we see that in the history, lots of things happened. And whenever it comes to the ghaiba of the Prophet, the ghaiba of the 12th Imam and also his life, we have to sometimes refer to the previous nations as well. For example, in the history of the Prophet of God, there are instances when for certain reasons, a prophet would be hidden from his, for example, own community or nation. This point is one of the reasons presented to explain the occultation of the Imam of the time. For example, in reply to a question on the wisdom behind the occultation of Hadrat al-Qa'im, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said that the wisdom behind his occultation is the same wisdom behind the occultation of the proofs of the proofs of Allah or Hujjatullah ta'ala prior to this Imam. For example, in a hadith, Imam al-Sadiq is reported to have said to Hassan ibn Sudayr, that it is the divine will that the, let's say, precedence, let's say, sunan, or let's say, sunnat of the previous prophets will be applied to the occultation of the Qa'im. Hence, the total periods of time of their occultations shall happen to him. And also, the prophets whose occultations have been mentioned in traditions are Prophet Yunus, alayhi salam, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, Prophet Musa, and Prophet Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. So the cases of the first three prophets are also mentioned in the Holy Quran as well as the Prophet Yahya, Prophet Yusuf, and Prophet Musa. So it's not something strange because it happened to the other prophets that they were also hidden from their ummah and their nations for a while. Ibn Abdullah ibn Sanan says that Imam al-Sadiq said that regarding the Qa'im, a precedent of Musa shall happen. I asked that what is that, for example, precedent? The Imam said that the secret nature of his birth and his occultation from his community. As you see that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam mentions very clearly here that since the other prophets before Prophet of Islam, they were also sometimes hidden from their own nations. So this ghaiba of the prophets, of the Hujjatullah ta'ala, of the proofs of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not something strange. It's not something, let's say, unbelievable. That is why it is very much normal and natural that it would happen to the Hujjatullah ta'ala, particularly to the last Hujjah, which is the Imam al-Asr arwahuna fida. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.